Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I'm CDJ, joined by JB Huskers. Tommy's out. No, he's here. He's not on assignment.
Hey!
He's finally back.
Still alive, guys.
Look who's here.
Proof of life. See, people wanted it. They finally got it. You're alive.
Do I need today's newspaper or anything like that?
Yeah, go back in the closet, gag your mouth again. You'll come back out in about 6 months for the next episode.
What's a newspaper?
Okay, good point.
Or today's website, yeah.
There we go. In today's show, we want to talk about Ari Wasserman from The Athletic going to visit EA Sports to play and give feedback on EA Sports College Football. Back on the May 18th edition of the Andy Staples Show, he co-hosted with Andy and talked about how he had been contacted to view Dynasty Mode and the recruiting aspect of EA Sports College Football to share his thoughts and opinions. No surprise, he's under a strict NDA, could not give much, but he did have a couple things we want to touch on tonight. One line being that when the game finally made its return, that it wasn't just some crappy knockoff of Madden and that it was its own thing. And like the Dynasty Mode in recruiting and rankings and territories and all the things that we talk about on this show is going to be represented to some extent in the video game. The first line I thought that stood out to me in first word is that word territories. Everything else kind of blended into a generic statement, things we all expect to be in the game. But this word territories, we talked about this pre-show a little bit. We each had our own interpretation of what that could mean. Tommy, first off, since you're here and back, what do you think territories could mean? For better or worse, what could that mean?
The first scary thought I had is something as small as Madden's territories for scouting players. That if it's as basic of for scouting and stuff like that as that, then to me that's terrible. That's not anything that I want in NCAA. I want some level of interactivity, whereas for me in Madden, I seem to have zero control over, you know, who I'm scouting and what players I'm looking for. Granted, I don't play Madden very regularly, but at the same time, that was my experience. So I'm hoping it's something more in depth than that. Maybe it is a matter of having certain scouts that you know, cover certain territories. But at the same time, I hope that there's more, you know, control beyond what just Madden has.
JB, what did you think on that?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not that late. It's not as simple and they're not that lazy, but you don't know, unfortunately. But this thing has been under wraps for so long. You hope they don't just kind of copy and paste things from Madden, but you got to worry. But at the same time, you know, it depends, you know, is this something that's better than we expect, or you know, it's hard to tell because he's such an under an NDA. So I worry, but we also got to think hopefully that they know better than to just copy and paste from Madden, because I don't think that will sell well. That would be just an experiment failed right out of the gate if they do, honestly, because it's not going to be received well with the college football fans, especially those if they have played Madden every year and are tired of the same old thing. Then if they get it on NCAA football, it's just going to be a complete fail from the beginning.
And we keep hearing that a lot from the people that are talking about the game or have sources like Matt Brown, or you know, 24/7 Sports has had some articles that they really don't want this to be like Madden. So I'm hoping and thinking it won't be like the territories in Madden, though we don't know. To me, when I heard it, the first thing I thought of was, could this be a new pipeline system in recruiting? Ari is big on talking about recruiting and stars matter. That's kind of his theme when he talks about it. My first thought was, is it a pipeline system? Maybe it's an in-depth recruiting system where in the past we always had states. Well, maybe now maybe some of those states are being broken up to territories. The idea being like, you know, in the state of Texas, just because you can recruit Dallas-Fort Worth doesn't mean you can recruit the western part of the state. In Nebraska, maybe Omaha is its own beast. Lincoln's different. And the western part of the state is vastly different. And I'm sure for every state in the union, you know, it's not just one state. You know, it's not one size fits all. That it's if you go in and you're successful in Chicago, that's different than other parts of the state, for example. So that was kind of what I thought when I heard it. But obviously, that's a big reach to think, you know, that from one word.
Back in the days, you know, especially with Nebraska, they had such a pipeline to like California, to Texas, things like that. You know, it'd be great if that was what it meant. And hopefully if they decide to make recruiting next gen compared to what we had, that'd be great.
As I say, if you want to take it even a step further, and again, this is kind of, you know, wish list type stuff that I can't imagine they'll have in year one. So it's almost not worth mentioning, but I'll at least say it, put it out there. To me, in order to have territories, you have to assign people to have territory to those territories. Mm-hmm. To assign people to those territories, you would have in theory, position coaches or something like that, to where, you know, each, like the tight ends coach is focused on Oklahoma or something like that for that, for the state or for the region. And the you know, defensive backs coach is focused on the Mississippi JUCOs or, you know, who knows. But yeah, I mean, again, you can kind of dream up all kinds of ideas. And, you know, unfortunately, no matter what we put out there, probably it's going to fall short of our expectations. Unfortunately, right. For one thing, it's the first year. I know they probably want to get it right. I think this year would have been, you know, great to release it this year because this would have been 10th anniversary. So it would have been perfect timing. But at the same time, if they're going to delay it a year, hopefully it means they're trying to get it right.
A good comparison is going to be a game that comes out literally in 2 weeks, and that's AEW's Fight Forever. It is a game that was built from the ground up from the guys from Ukes that are used to making video games, but it's a different type of video game. It's a video game, from what people are saying, plays a lot like the Nintendo 64 days, but at the same time, some people that have already gotten their hands on it, this is an evergreen type of title that's going to be lasting for a few years. And so Creative Wrestler is actually lacking, because they wanted to get gameplay and online to work first. And that's probably something that you're going to look at with NCAA first, as opposed to the rest of like team building and recruiting and dynasty and things like that. Gameplay and online are going to be their top priorities to get those working first. And then we go from there.
So Matt Brown has had some information where they've talked about EA is really working to make sure that each week through Dynasty is engaging and not dragging on to the user. So, I mean, maybe we can infer that to mean that they're going more in depth with recruiting, but NCAA Football 14 had season mode. So they knew there's a group of people out there who didn't want to do recruiting, period, and they catered to them, which is fine. I think sometimes, and I'm guilty of this, I forget there's people out there who don't love the recruiting like we love it. So it makes you wonder if maybe they're going some more in depth with it, but at the same time, we're trying to make it user friendly. So the average user who may have in 14 or 13 didn't like recruiting will give it a try.
Right. And kind of to that point, the depth is a question, because in 14, it was just a matter of attributing points and it was very quick and easy from week to week. Whereas in 13, it was the call system and what kind of feedback you could get on calls. And, you know, it's hard to balance that, because some people are going to love the full control and other people are going to just let me get to the game kind of thing. So,
and everything will be fixed, and everything will be fixed when they add back in girlfriends.
They're not ever going to add that back. And younger people who are watching this have no clue what you're talking about.
Are the girlfriends going to have NIL deals as well so that they can get into the game?
Yes. That's actually more likely. Ari also mentioned a couple other times in here about Madden, which I thought was interesting. Let me read those real quick. Talking about, he's got to see the interfaces for recruiting and Dynasty. And he goes, and they're doing it in a way where you're just not going to get a Madden engine with the college uniforms. They're going, when the game finally makes its return, it wasn't just some crappy knockoff of Madden, and that is its own thing. I think it's interesting they said that. And we've heard that from Matt Brown. We've heard that from other people who've been in there or gotten in from EA, that they keep saying, not a Madden reskin, different from Madden. And there's two ways to look at this, and I want to know if maybe I'm interpreting it the wrong way. I think it's interesting that Madden is a huge seller. And if I understood the last investor's call, this was the best year of Madden ever. While also we get reports saying it's a make or break year. If this game is gangbusters, which Madden sells, and I don't think it's nearly as bad as people say, and I don't think it's great either, are they possibly, I don't want to say leaking, but putting the narrative out now, this isn't going to be Madden 2.0. This is not a copy and paste from Madden. Is that such a big concern with the casual user they have to say that? Because when a game sells that many copies, why do you want to, I don't want to say distance yourself, but it seems unique that this is the one thing that kind of gets, I don't want to say leaked, but that narrative's getting out there that they really don't want that. And I understand EA wants it to be its own separate football title. They don't want people to think, well, I got to pick one. They want it to be two different games. But to me, I think it's interesting that they keep bringing up, it's not going to be like Madden. That, to me, that just seems, I don't know, there's a flag there, but I don't know if it's a red flag or what the flag is. Tommy, what am I reading too much into that, or is there something to this?
I think there's two points there that I want to touch on in that same topic. For the first one, they don't want it to be like Madden because they want you to find which game you want. And only the way to find which game you prefer is to buy both of them, or at least experience both of them in some way. So, I mean, it's one of those things that if you're unhappy with Madden, well, don't forget, we've got NCAA, you can play it. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't like NCAA, hey, we've got Madden, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's part of it as well. That's kind of just marketing so that you know, you don't get confused with the two. The other side of that that I want to mention is, and this has been a number of years ago, one of the trips that we took down to EA, it was after the NCAA cancellation. Actually, JB and I had a conversation with somebody that was working on the Madden team, but was from the NCAA team back in the day. And he was saying that there are a lot of people that were still at EA at that time that are just waiting for the college football game to come back. They're just biding their time. And then as soon as that happens, they'll get to split off. And those are big college football fans. So the idea being that, you know, they want to come back and make the game what it is. Now, again, it's been 10 years since the last game. And so a lot of those people have left since then, but at the same time, there's still always going to be people who are big college football fans that are wanting to treat the game the right way. So hopefully that's kind of where they have that in mind in their head.
Yeah. And obviously from a marketing standpoint, you're really going to put yourself in a bad situation if you're selling two of the exact same $70 games with different skins. And so there's always has been a separation, and that's always been the good thing. And especially now with this generation of systems, if you try to copy and paste, it's going to magnify itself tenfold. You cannot be a copy and paste of yourself. It's going to be a complete flop. And I know that they know that. And so that's why I think and believe that they are making this to make sure this is completely different, because in the, you know, when you could tell, and when things are in HD, you could tell a lot of things a lot easier. And now that we're in this generation of systems, that's going to stand out even more, especially with the consumer, with games now being $70 at a starting price point. And so that's, it's just so it's almost marketing suicide if they decide to copy and paste Madden from here. And if they can get a completely from the ground up, a completely different game that plays well and caters to that college fan like it did 10 plus years ago, you know, they know that this could really shake things up for EA Sports. And so that's why I think that's the positive thing to look at, is the on the horizon, the fact that they can shake things up again in a world that is getting very stale from year to year with these yearly titles.
Matt Brown also mentioned he responded into the Reddit thread that talked about RA coming in, and he had said that other media and coaches have also been in to look at the game. They obviously haven't leaked it or hasn't come out who they are. It's not the first time that's happened with EA Sports. They brought in 2013 a couple West Virginia staffers to come in and look at the game and give feedback on recruiting and Dynasty. And I would also say, I think it's safe to assume that the EA Design Council has probably seen it, but they keep Tiburon at least keeps that pretty quiet. EA Canada is a little more open about those guys coming in. So I would assume they've seen it, but again, that's just an assumption on my part.
Yeah, I mean, I think as many voices to lend some expertise, because again, these are coders and developers that are creating this game. Granted, they've had college experience. A lot of them either played college or were big college fans. So it's not like they're totally disconnected from it. But at the same time, it's different from somebody who's in those coaches meetings day to day and week to week. So definitely if they can get some expertise in there, then just to say, hey, you're going down the right road or not, then I think that's nothing but a good thing.
Right. Just, I agree.
Hopefully they listen to them.
Yeah. It'd be kind of interesting to have some, like, you know, it's going to be hard, especially with as many moving parts, a coaching carousel that we hopefully have in the first game, you know, but it'd be kind of cool to have some of those guys in the game too, as well, especially some of the major guys. But that's probably a bigger undertaking than getting the NIL guys in there. So, but it's good to have them in there to at least give some feedback.
Yep.
Yeah, that's something I hadn't even thought about is in terms of trying to get the actual coaches into the game. Like you said, honestly, that probably may be more difficult than the NIL because they have a lot more leverage in theory. You know, granted, you still have your, you know, coaches in Madden, you know, that are in the game, but then there's always that one
Guy that doesn't look like Bill Belichick.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Not Bill Belichick is not in the game, you know, kind of thing. So You know, it, but it would be weird if there was only 20 of head coaches in the game instead of 130.
But if if you get a few, I mean, it'd be kind of cool to put them in like a Road to Glory or something like that.
With that, we're going to wrap up tonight's show. Tommy, thank you for coming back. JB, thank you for being here. We'll be back soon with another edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.